We now return to programming paid for by Omira Health Centers.
It is Sunday morning, and it's wonderful to have you along for Health Empowerment. You know, we're into our 21st episode. Who would have thunk it 21 episodes ago? As Omira Health Center brings you this program with Croft Woodruff, yours truly, and Dr. Stephen Tyers, who's on the phone from Omira Health Center at Unit 110, 233 West 1st Street. The telephone number there is 983-HEAL. That's 983-4325. And you might want to ask about or sign up for the Optimum Health Program, which includes the consultation with Croft and Dr. Tyers, the full body scan, the organ scan. Where is your body inefficient? A cardio DMO6 heart test. You get a session in the far infrared Solaris sauna and the Platinum Energy System foot detox session. Oh, and a relaxational massage as well. All intended to make you feel better and prepare yourself and maybe find areas of inefficiency so you can maybe adjust your diet and your lifestyle and lead a healthier path to the future. A little later on, we're going to talk about the natural health news of the week. Croft's going to talk about Gardasil vaccine. And we have our Omira program promo as well coming up later. And this one you don't want to miss. We have a very special offer for our first 20 callers later on in the program to 983-HEAL. 983-4325. We were talking about the topics that doctors and common medicine don't really like to talk about and different ways of dealing with preventing these kind of conditions like cancer. But autism is one that is really all of a sudden hit the news. Very high-profile parents have kids with autism, and now that that's started to happen, there's a bit of a groundswell, especially in the U.S. But both Croft and Steve, I'll open it up to you. For parents who have autistic kids, is there a hope that a different kind of treatment or therapy can help these kids?
Well, yes, there are several ways that can be dealt with. It's just a simple thing as eliminating artificial colors and flavors and sugar from the diet can do an awful lot in helping to turn a youngster around from being autistic or hyperactivity, attention deficit disorder, this sort of thing. Dr. Ben Feingold, he was a pediatric psychiatrist in San Francisco, and this goes back, I guess, about 25 years, established that some of these coal tar dyes that they use for food coloring and flavorings were problematic in this area. Of course, he raised the ire of the processed food industry, and who use a lot of these flavors and colors to make food look more attractive than what it would be otherwise. There's that. And then, of course, you have heavy metal exposure because of years of living in houses that have been painted with lead paints and mercury containing the roll-on stuff. I can't think of it right now, but it's high in mercury. It's been reduced or removed. But when you renovate a house and there's all this old lead paint and this mercury containing latex paint, that's what I was trying to think of. It turns into powder, and people breathe it. And kids, you know, that are just toddlers, they breathe in an awful lot of air. They have a high metabolic rate. They're growing, and so they pull this stuff in, and it's going to have consequences. We're dealing with neurotoxin and brain poisons. And, I mean, there are other things like arsenic and lead, which you can be exposed to through plumbing. And then there's tires, worn-out tires on the road. You know, all this sort of stuff that is throwing. Cadmium is another heavy metal. And I'm thinking of this book, Turning Lead into Gold, which is published in 1995. Star Books is the publisher. The author is Dr. Strouts and a nurse, Halliday. And it tells about the two twins from hell. These were fraternal twins from 2.5, which is about the time the parents were renovating the house, until 5 years of age. The parents were told they would have to be incarcerated for the rest of their life because nobody could handle them. They would go through nannies like you might go through Kleenex if you had a bad cold. The bottom line is that fortunately they came across a physician who recognized what the problem was. He did a series of tests as best he could and was able to treat them. And now it is, it's 16 years later. And these boys have graduated high school and they're going to go on to university. Now, that's a far cry. You know, good heavens, 15 years ago or so, they're going to be facing institutionalization for the rest of their life.
He's Croft Woodruff. You're listening to Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, brought to you by O'Meara Health Center at 983-HEAL, 983-4325. And Dr. Tyers, I know one of the things you're very proud of is that you're kind of like a, you know, O'Meara Health Center is like a network where you have all these physicians, doctors, experts in different fields that you can help refer and get information from, and the educational process really never ends for you guys, and that's why, you know, you're always finding different kind of therapies and different kinds of ways of dealing with things like autism.
How about Down syndrome doesn't have to be a tragedy? I loaned you a book several months ago, Peter, and you really had an eye-opener what a knowledgeable pharmacist and medical doctors can do for children that are born with Down syndrome. It's really miraculous.
You know, the information's out there. The conditions like autism and even Down syndrome, if you look over the last 50 years, I won't even say 100, but we'll just go with 50 years, and you look at how things are on the rise, your childhood obesity, problems with paying attention, problems with learning, problems with people that are elderly, losing their memory early, getting diseases earlier. You know, we're seeing things in 20 and 30-year-olds that we'd see in 40 and 50-year-olds. The reality is that we're not living in the same type of environment that our parents and grandparents were brought up in. We have to change and modify what we do. If you're a parent or a grandparent out there and you have a child that's living in a new home, or you have grandkids that are, you know, not doing as well in school, and if the parents are working, you're going to be able to sit and look and say, you know what, lifestyle dictates that we're going to do the best we can. The kids are going to end up getting medicated. And just like the story in autism, if they can access the things that can evaluate where the causes are, then you can address the problems. And at the end of the day, the kids can grow up normally, they can graduate high school, and they can move forward because you've figured out how to deal with the challenges of living and growing up in the urban environment that we put ourselves in.
Dr. Tyers, would it be fair to say that, you know, at O'Meara Health Center, you know, yes, you can take part in something like the Optimum Health Program for, you know, preventative reasons, et cetera, and just, you know, getting yourself on the right track. But that also, your clinic is like a resource for things like, you know, where do I go if I have chronic pain? What can I do if I'm obese and I want to find different ways of losing weight? It's not like a traditional doctor's office, is it?
Absolutely not. You know, we have people that come in from Abbotsford and drive all the way from Richmond. They come in, we'll figure out what the problems are, and we will help them access the right and appropriate services in their backyard. We support a lot of doctors across the Lower Mainland, but the key is coming in, getting the diagnostics done, figure out where the problems are, give your doctors and support team more information. Use us as a resource to not only identify where you need to spend your attention, but to be able to measure the progress, because people can come back, get another scan done, and see how well everything is changing. And that's what's really been lacking. People don't have a resource. We can take care of the people that can commute and come see us. Everybody else, we're going to help them access services in their own backyard, but then they're going to come back and we act as advocates. We're there in your corner, making sure that you get what you need in a timely fashion, and can keep you on track so that you don't just go from one therapist to another, try one therapy or supplement and keep bouncing around. 3 or 4 or 5 years go by and no results. We want to stop that. Let's work together as a team, work with the doctors in your area, provide service to our community, and give people the answers, the access, and the support that they need to really take pressure off of our medical system and be in control of their own health.
He's Dr. Stephen Tyers from O'Meara Health Center at Unit 110, 233 West 1st Street. That's just a block away from Chesterfield in North Vancouver. The telephone number is 983-HEAL, 983-4325. And if that Optimum Health Program, and especially that full body scan sounds interesting to you, you know, perhaps you have some kind of a health issue, don't even tell them. Just go in, have the test done. They'll tell you what the areas of inefficiency are and also the symptoms that you might be experiencing. And then you'll sit down with Croft, have a full consultation. Dr. Tyers will go over your results and you can go from there. Do you find, Dr. Tyers, and do you think that the younger generation, you know, the teens, 20-somethings, and even those people in their 30s are starting to take a different look at health care and maybe looking more into the type of services that you provide at O'Meara?
Absolutely. You know, I'm 37, almost 38 years old. I'm in the middle of the population. You know, my dad's almost 70. He's in fantastic shape. The soccer referee still runs around. I've worked him over on his diet. You know, he knows what he has to do and he does it. We have kids that are growing up that need more information on how to deal with the more demands in school and how to deal with fast food and get their core nutrition. It doesn't really matter what their age group and what their needs are. As long as they come in, then we can figure out what we need to do to give them the right advice and to keep them on track and make sure that they're going in the right direction.
We're going to talk more about some of the topics that doctors don't like to talk about in just a quick second. And also, Croft will talk about his natural health news of the week and give you the lowdown on this Gardasil vaccine and perhaps a little something else, too. And then later on the program, we have the Omira promotional package, which is a great value and something that you're really going to enjoy, I can guarantee you, and you're going to feel pretty good about it. And our first 20 callers a little bit later on in the program will get a chance to make some big savings on this Omira promo today. The telephone number that you'll need is 983-HEAL, 983-4325. And again, the clinic is now open in North Vancouver. And are you still putting some finishing touches, doing a little bit of finishing work up there, Dr. Steve?
It's a never-ending process. But, you know, the patients that have come in, they've given us some insight, and we're trying to make sure that we give people what they need, a nice, comfortable environment where you can come in and relax and get answers and not have to worry about, you know, what we're going to recommend. We work with you. We make sure that you're comfortable. And if you're not going to have fun, well, we are.
Has anybody else said that you guys should have a fountain?
Yeah, we'd like a fountain.
and pan flute music. Pan flute music's very relaxing.
Well, as long as you're going to sit in the fountain and play the pan flute, then we can arrange it.
It's Omira Health Center bringing you health empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. Again, their telephone number is 983-HEAL, 983-4325. And when we continue, more of these conditions that are being treated differently these days. Doctors don't like to talk about it. Big Pharma certainly doesn't. Croft's Natural Health News of the Week and our promotional giveaway still to come. It's not really a giveaway per se, but it is when you look at the price. You're going to love this package today. You're listening to Health Empowerment, brought to you by Omira Health Center here on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.